The debate over contributions continues. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. During last night's Democratic debate in Wisconsin, Bernie Sanders again brought up Hillary Clinton's Wall Street donations.
$15 million from Wall Street.
And again, Hillary Clinton denied that Wall Street got any special favors in return for that money, and she used the example of President Obama.
He was the recipient of the largest number of Wall Street donations of anybody running on the Democratic side ever. When it mattered, he stood up and took on Wall Street.
But Sanders called BS on that argument.
People aren't dumb. Why in God's name does Wall Street make huge campaign contributions?
He says it's clear what that money buys. It buys protection.
No Wall Street executive has been prosecuted.
And while those two were scrapping, down in Louisiana, Donald Trump is using campaign contributions to make a different point.
Bush spent $40 million in New Hampshire. I spent $3 million. I came in number one by a lot. Think of it. Wouldn't it be nice if our country could do things where we spend the least and we're the best? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
I did think about it, and I concluded that if the guy who already gets more free publicity than any other candidate finds that he doesn't have to spend much money on publicity, it proves exactly nothing about how he'd run the government. But I am the first to concede that I am not qualified to second-guess the clear judgment of the 10,000 people in that arena who thought it made perfect sense. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.